You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology. This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to tech in real life. And of course, also the host of the Codebreaker podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie.
So you brought us kind of a special director's cut from Codebreaker. Tell me about that. We're talking about high-frequency trading, which is one of those little understood things.
Yes, and even still little understood by me. Lizzie, you'd be amazed at how hard it is to answer the question of what is high-frequency trading, or HFT, as it's called in the business, right? The number of times I and our Codebreaker producer, Claire Tennisgetter, tried to work out an analogy with, like, oranges and different fruit markets would, yes, probably bore you. But simply defined, high-frequency trading is this idea of using computers, and more specifically, really powerful computer programs or algorithms that try to make pennies or fractions of pennies on trades at high volume and high speed, right?
Yeah. And there are non-controversial ways that HFT is used, but controversy is kind of one of the big things about it. Some people in finance think it's kind of gaming the system.
Yeah, exactly. And this next story is about one of those people. This guy's name is Brad Katsuyama. You'll recognize it if you read Michael Lewis's book, Flash Boys.
Yep.
He used to work at the Royal Bank of Canada. Now he's got this new company called IEX. It is an alternative stock exchange. It's also called the dark pool. And it's taken a pretty unique approach to fight against the high-frequency trading that Katsuyama and others think is bad for the market. So here's the story that we did about it. Have you ever heard the phrase ghost in the machine? It comes from a decades-old philosophical debate about whether the mind is truly separate from the body. But it's also been used to describe something that was observed by Brad Katsuyama right before the financial crisis of 2008. Katsuyama was working at the Royal Bank of Canada, and he noticed that whenever he made an order on behalf of that bank for thousands of shares of a company, they would disappear and then reappear at a higher price. Katsuyama was noticing something that by now has been well documented: high-frequency trading. In this case, the use of super fast algorithms to make pennies on trades over and over and over and over again. Now, Katsuyama is in a massive glass building right next to One World Trade Center in the heart of New York City's financial district, which is where we found him. He says this kind of high-frequency trading is part of a practice that's been around for a long time.
People have been looking to game the stock market since the stock market opened hundreds of years ago. Of course people are going to be writing computer programs to game the stock market. I mean, it's obvious.
Without getting neck deep in the details, what he was watching at the time could sort of be described this way. A trader makes an order for stock at a certain price, but before that order gets fulfilled, super fast computer programs see the order, go buy that stock up, and then put it back on the market for a slightly higher price. This move annoyed Katsuyama.
Technology had dramatically changed the way that the stock market worked, like it has in every other industry out there, except it started to become a game of haves and have-nots.
This is happening at light speed, and we're talking literally in some cases because big financial institutions are paying for fiber optic cables and real estate that is geographically closer to the stock exchange's own servers. And regular traders, even big-time traders, can't compete with the high-frequency trading algorithms designed to beat them.
To give you some context, 300 milliseconds to blink your eye, and we're talking about microseconds, so very, very granular amounts of time.
So 2 years ago, Katsuyama and his new company, IEX, set out to do something interesting. They decided to start fighting against the decisive machines. IEX is an alternative trading system, also known as a dark pool. Katsuyama wants it to be a full exchange, and he wants it to be a fair exchange. And the way he's trying to do this is by slowing down the machines just enough that they can't pull this kind of sneaky move, this so-called electronic front running. Basically, he's making everyone wait a little longer in front of IEX's front door when they want to buy stock in his system. Here's the weird part. He does this by literally coiling 38 miles of a fiber optic internet cable around and around so that it takes longer for orders to come in, almost like engineering a data traffic jam or slowdown so these certain high-frequency trading algorithms can't get an edge over regular traders.
Even if someone gets information before IEX gets it, when they try to send an order to IEX to act on it, to pick someone off or to scalp somebody, it has to travel around that coiled cable. And as it's traveling around the coiled cable, IEX is fast enough to get the update in time to ensure that every trade on IEX is being priced in a consistently fair way.
All of this is happening so fast. Are you ready? I'm going to play you a sound for 300 milliseconds, that blink of an eye thing Katsuyama was talking about. Okay, now I'm going to play you a sound that is long enough that it represents the time it takes for an order to travel Katsuyama's 38-mile cable. 350 microseconds. Ready? The sound is so short, it can't even generate an actual tone or note. All you hear is a click. The people at IEX say a slowdown of this amount of time, just barely discernible to the human ear, this click could make markets both safer and more fair, more based on decisions the humans make about companies, instead of sneaky, decisive algorithms designed to skim money off the top of an order before the orderer even sees what hit him.
You say you're fighting the system. Can you win?
I think we can win. I think it'll largely be up to the industry to determine whether we win or not. Take any age-old gaming technique for the stock market, whether it's spoofing, showing false demand and trying to influence the stock, whether it's, you know, an electronic front-running technique to try to like pick up signals and race. All of that's completely unproductive. And before it used to be done manually, and now it's done by computers. And that's the kind of thing that we need to live without.
So I listen to that and hear him say that's the thing we need to live without.
Yeah.
But HFT is profitable. And when he says it's up to the industry, why would certain players in the industry move against something that makes them money?
So I think that he would make this distinction, right, between using HFT just to make quick trades on decisions that you're making about a certain company or sort of watching the way that the market works and not really trying to skip the line, as it were. And like, I think that he makes this distinction between using high frequency trading for just making trading happen fast on the market, which is what everyone wants to do, right? And actually trying to use it to do a kind of end run around the company or the person that's trying to make a order for stock.
Do you think that this type of self-regulation he's talking about is possible and likely?
I think that's the big question, right, Lizzie? He thinks that it is. He wants to believe that it is. He's constructed his business around this idea. And he does have some pretty big clients. So there are names that you would recognize from the finance industry that use IEX. And by the way, that company is IEX is currently in this application phase with the SEC to go from alternative trading system status to legitimate U.S. stock exchange. It's really unclear of whether that's actually ever going to happen. But that would make IEX compete with the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and others that Brad, I think, would argue have, yes, some good trading happening and some totally natural sort of fundamental market things happening, but also some of this HFT that he doesn't believe is good for the system.
Bed Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and Codebreaker and our guide to tech in real life. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Lizzie.